So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think this would be the perfect vehicle for Keanu Reeves.
Well, actually, we make movies, not cars, but thanks so much for coming in.
No, it's like an expression, right? Like a star vehicle?
Oh, a star vehicle?
Yeah.
Like a spaceship?
No.
Well, we don't make spaceships, but thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, I have a movie that would be great for Keanu Reeves.
Oh, well, you should have led with that. What's the movie?
Okay, good. So it's called John Wick, right? And it follows this guy named John Wick.
That explains the title, making a lot of sense so far.
Yeah, and so at the beginning of the movie, his wife dies.
Oh, what does she die of?
She dies of being the wife of the main character in an action movie.
Oh, yeah, that can be deadly.
Yeah, so she arranges to have a puppy delivered to John so he can have something to love after she's gone.
Very adorable.
Yeah, and so he starts to take care of this dog, right? He feeds it cereal because he doesn't have dog food yet, and he takes it on a joyride around an airport and probably gives it some whiplash.
What?
But while he's out, he goes to the gas station, right? And this spoiled Russian gangster kid, Yosef, wants to buy his car from him, but he's like, no, it's not for sale.
Okay.
And in Russian, Yosef says everything has a price, and then John answers back in Russian, so Yosef is like, what?
Oh, he's mad. He's upset.
He's very mad. He's so mad that night, him and his buddies break into John's house.
How do they find out where he lives?
Unclear, and so they beat him up, and they steal his car.
Well, as long as the dog is okay.
And they kill his dog.
Okay, some people better die for that.
Oh, don't you worry, they will. That's the whole plot of the movie.
John Wick is gonna kill people for an hour and a half because his dog was murdered?
That's right, sir.
I'm absolutely okay with that, to be honest. You can't mess with dogs.
No, sir, you can't. People like them much more than they like humans.
They certainly do. So what happens next?
Well, Yosef tries to get some new plates for John's car from this guy Aurelio, and Aurelio slaps him in the face.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and so Aurelio gets a call from Yosef's father, Vigo, who's like the head of a criminal enterprise, and he's like, hey, I heard you hit my son. What's up with that?
And what does Aurelio say?
Well, he's like, yeah, I did, sir, because your son stole John Wick's car and killed his dog. And so Vigo's like, oh.
Oh, why is this guy so scared of John?
Well, it turns out that John is like this amazing retired assassin, right? The Russians call him Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga? What does that mean?
It means the boogeyman, sir. You don't have to look it up. It means the boogeyman.
Okay, it says here in Slavic folklore, Baba Yaga is a supernatural being who appears as a deformed old woman with drooping breasts.
What?
So how droopy are John's breasts exactly? Just say when so I know.
Oh, I was so sure it was Boogeyman.
Yeah, I think that's Babeka.
Oh, dang it. Well, I already wrote Baba Yaga.
Well, it's probably fine.
Okay, good. I'd have to, like, reprint this and everything.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it. So what does the droopy-breasted witch do next?
Well, so Vigo sends a bunch of guys to his house to kill him, right?
Okay.
And so John has to kill them all using gun fu.
I think that's pronounced kung fu.
No, it's not kung fu. It's a mix of jujitsu and judo and, shooting people in the face.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so he's gonna shoot a bunch of these assassins point blank in the face and also stab some of them, but mostly shoot them point blank in the face.
That sounds intense.
Oh, it will be, sir. And we're gonna keep that going throughout the movie, all the way up until, I'd say, the high 70s.
What, Fahrenheit?
No, corpses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're also gonna get glimpses of this, like, assassin underworld that John was a part of. Like, they have a whole system in place.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, like, the cops don't mess with them. They have these little gold coins they use as currency. They even have their own hotel.
Oh, please explain this all to me in excruciating detail.
Actually, I feel like it might be kind of nice to just hint at the mythology rather than shoving it down people's throats.
Can we at least throw a love interest in there for him?
No. Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah, you're making it really tough for me to ruin this thing. Okay, what happens next?
Well, John checks in at this assassin hotel, and there's like a code of honor there. You can't kill anyone while you're in the hotel.
Wow, so people must get shot all the time walking out the front door.
Probably. So he checks in at this hotel, and then he finds out that Yosef is at a nightclub, so he heads over there.
Oh, and what happens there?
Oh, pow, 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 pow.
Were those heads being shot?
Those were heads being shot. Yeah, that's right.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah, so he shoots a guy in the head. He shoots another guy in the head. He also
shoots a guy in the head.
Drowns a guy and snaps his neck, actually.
Oh, mixing things up is tight.
Yeah, and so anyway, Yosef manages to get away, so John goes back to the hotel, but an assassin lady tries to kill him.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that at the hotel.
You're not? No, but somebody offered her a lot of money to break the rules.
Oh, people can be bribed into breaking the rules. That doesn't seem like a safe place to stay at all.
Well, anyway, he survives, so it all works out.
Well, okay then.
And then he finds out that Vigo runs a church as a front for some illegal stuff, so he blows all that stuff up.
Oh, why does he do that?
Well, that lures Vigo and his men out, so John gets a couple more headshots, but then Then he gets hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good, no. So then Viggo has some of his guys suffocate him with a plastic bag.
Well, it's gonna be tough for him to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, John's friend Marcus snipes one of the guys through a window, and then John manages to kill the other one.
But isn't Viggo standing right there?
Oh, no, he left.
He left?
Yeah, no, he figured his men can handle it, so, you know, he took off.
But he's been trying to kill John this whole movie. He doesn't stick around for a minute to see if the job gets done?
That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet.
Well, okay then.
So then John catches up with Viggo, and Vigo's like, okay, I'll tell you where my son is, just don't kill me.
And John agrees to that?
That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet.
Well, okay then.
So then John kills Josef in like 2 seconds.
Oh, well, straight to the point.
Yeah, so that's all done, but then Viggo kills Marcus, so John needs to get some more revenge.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, so he tracks down Viggo and kills his men, and that's when we have the movie's big showdown.
So what's the big showdown?
A fist fight with a 60-year-old.
Oh, okay. Is this guy ripped or something?
Not particularly, no.
Is he like a great martial artist?
Meh.
Oh, okay.
So then John manages to kill this guy, and then he finds a dog, and that's it. We're done.
Doggy.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks. I just feel like there's probably a big audience of Matrix fans out there that would love to see Keanu do some more action stuff, you know?
That's a good idea, and if it works, we could kick things up a notch in the sequel.
How would we do that?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button. I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.